Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Hi everyone, as part of our countdown to Site Village 2017, it's a pleasure to introduce Steve Nutt from Computer Room Services. Hi Steve.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm all right, thank you. Yourself?
Good, yeah, I'm fine, thank you.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Hi there, Steve, it's Tracy.
Hi, Tracy.
Hi there, so thank you for joining us. And can you give people that are listening in just an overview of what Computer Room Services offers?
Well, as well as we have a lot of new services since I last spoke to you, but we'll get on to that. But we offer about 150 products online. We offer, from talking clocks, talking calculators, the usual stuff, to Android phones, to iPhones, to Android training, to iPhone training, to speed dots for the iPhone, to the giraffe reader for the iPhone. The giraffe reader is a stand that you can put the iPhone in, and then when you use KNFB reader, of course, it keeps the camera straight, so it, you know, enables you to read. While I particularly like Android, my wife is very much an iPhone lady, so it keeps me balanced, as it were. Keeps me on both sides of technology. And so we do that kinds of stuff. As well as products, there are loads of products on our website, comproom.co.uk. I apologise for the children outside, the window's open. We also do training on JAWS, WindowEyes, and NVDA and System Access. And we also do web support. So that is maintaining websites for people. And more recently, since about a year ago, I do web development as well. So if you need a website developed, you have a blog you want, or you want to set up an online shop, or a business website or anything like that, we can offer as little or as much help for you on that as well.
That's great. So is that a new service then? One of your, you said you had new services.
Yeah, web development is one of our newest services. Another old service that we do, we've done for years, is sound editing and sound restoration. Digitizing vinyl and cleaning up crackles and things like that. We do that too. So quite a wide array of things that we do, not just for blind people, but for all really. My website, I think since I spoke to you, it's had a big overhaul. So it's now graphically very nice, but completely accessible as far as I know, and things like that too, because I've rebuilt it from scratch.
That's brilliant. So for people who are visiting Site Village this year, Steve, what can they expect to see on the Computer Room Services stand?
Well, one new product we've got, believe it or not, is Smart Vision 2, which is basically a hybrid phone. It's an Android phone. It's real Android, but it has buttons. So it means you can use all the talkback gestures that people are familiar with, plus buttons. So, for example, if you're on a call and you need to press 1 for banking and 2 for this and that, you've actually got a physical keypad you can use, but you can also use the touch screen as well. So that's a new product we've got. And just as a little teaser, but I'm not going to tell you what the product is, we've got a new Braille device. We've got a new Braille note-taking device, which is coming to us. And the manufacturer should be over helping us on the stand. So come and see it.
Well, that sounds interesting.
Yes.
Yeah, I love Braille.
So do I. I'm passionate about Braille.
Yeah, and, me too.
I sell Braille products. We sell the ESIS Braille devices from Eurobraille, if you're familiar with those. And they, of course, connect to iPhones and Android phones and all kinds of things. So we sell Braille devices too. I'm a long, long time Braillist. So,
thanks. So, along with introducing this new product, Braille display, and the other things, are you offering any special offers or any special other promotions for Site Village visitors this year?
Not at the moment, no, because a lot of the stuff that we get, we don't really get big enough margins on a lot of it to do that. As I say, we've got a new product. And I'm not even sure of the pricing of it yet. It's so new. So do come and see us. And there may be some introductory offer there on the Braille device. I'm not entirely sure. We need to firm that up with the manufacturer. But, you know, do come and see us.
The Android phone with buttons sounds very interesting, particularly for people. I work with a lot of older people and they struggle with the touch screens. So that sounds very interesting.
Well, yeah, it's called Smart Vision 2. It's by Capsys. The company's, have you heard of Capsys?
Yes.
Yeah. So, and it's a regular Android phone. So if I move my fingers over it, I'm swiping now. Mm-hmm. But now I'm using the keyboard. So. And it's doing exactly the same thing. I'm just using the up and down arrows. So the great thing about it, of course, is, and in Android normally, if you want to go to an app, let me see. If I go to... There you go. If I go to applications, now normally, if I want to get to Play Store, for example, I'd have to scroll up, you know, quite a few apps and things like that because the apps are in alphabetical order. So now I can just type P-L-A, and there we are. So we've got first letter navigation as well.
Right.
You know, so we can move all around the phone very quickly, you know, so because of the keyboard. But essentially, it's an Android app. It's an Android phone. And to prove that, if I hold down the menu key on the keyboard, now we've got the talkback menu that you may be familiar with. See what I mean?
Yeah.
So you've got your regular talkback settings. There's nothing different about this. So if I go into talkback settings. And so on. You know, you've got all that stuff.
Yeah.
So that's the Smart Vision, and it's the original Capsys phone was run on Android 4.4, which was old, and I really couldn't take it seriously. Although it wasn't a bad phone, it was very slow and various things. Now it's on Android 6. They tell me it's going up to Android 7 soon, but 8 is coming out soon. So they're not really keeping up. But you know, it's a lot better than and I think it's the best phone specifically designed for the blind that I've seen, because obviously now I've got things like Facebook on it, I've got Twitter on it with tweetings, and I've got Overdrive from RNIB on it and all kinds of things, and it's running those with no problem at all. I can read with the Kindle, you know, and things like that. So it's a regular Android phone, but it just happens to have physical buttons. So if you feel like it, you can just carry on using the keyboard. And if you don't want to use the keyboard, you can then move down to the physical buttons, and you don't have to switch to any mode. You can interact with either at any one time. So if you move to an edit field, the keyboard comes up on the screen as well. You know, you get the virtual keyboard, but you can just start typing with the physical buttons if you want to.
Sounds interesting.
Excellent. So for people,
It's also a bit like the buttons are a bit like the Nokia C5, but even bigger. If you remember the Nokia C5, the phones are like that, but bigger. The buttons, sorry, I like that, but bigger. And so you've got 1 3 6 9 0*#, and then you've got a home button on the back button on the opposite side, and then below that you've got the menu button. So that brings up any Android menu, whatever application you happen to be in. And then to the right of that you've got another button, which is a multifunction button and all kinds of things. But then you've also got You can hold down the hash key and perform shortcuts. So, for example, if you want a quick status report, you can hold down the hash and press number one, and it would give you a status report. Has the screen locked? Yes, it has. So if I hold down hash and press one. 1946, battery level, 99% remaining, Wi-Fi status, connected, Bluetooth status, not activated, GPS status, activated, network status, E, 4G, 1 out of 4. So, you know, immediately all the status of Wi-Fi and Bluetooth and everything else. And there's loads and loads of other hash shortcuts that you can do on the keyboard. You can speed up the speech and slow it down with the hash keyboard and things like that. So #5 decreases the speed and #6 increases it, I think it is. And all kinds of shortcuts, a bit like Torx used to be, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. So for those people that aren't able to get to Site Village, are there other ways that people can contact you to get demonstrations of the things that you've talked about?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I mean, we we will demonstrate more expensive products. We will actually go to people's homes and demonstrate. So we'll go and demonstrate Braille kit and things, you know, things that cost thousands that people can't afford to buy, and things like that. We will go and demonstrate, and so on. But other than that, you can always ring me for questions, and you can always come to our office here in Stevenage. So you can contact me, and we'll probably give contact details or the end or whatever. But yeah, you can contact me for demos of anything. The other thing we've got coming at Site Village, which is not a new product, but it's new to us, is we've got the ID Mate, which I don't know if you've heard of. It's a barcode scanner.
Oh, right.
So, you know, you don't get your peaches and your beans mixed up, you know. Yeah. So we've got that coming as well. Another thing we do for those interested is, are you familiar with KNFB Reader?
Yes.
Yes.
We now sell KNFB Reader Enterprise. Now, the reason for Enterprise for individuals is if, say, you've got an iPhone and an Android phone, or you've got an iPhone and a Windows 10 tablet or a Windows 10 computer, you can buy 2 or 3 or 4 licenses from us, and they're multi-platform. So you don't, if, for example, if you buy KNFB Reader on the Apple iPhone App Store, you can't run it on your Android device. If you buy it on the Play Store, you can't run it on your iOS device, and so on. So we buy we sell what they call a cross-platform version. So the minimum you get is 2 licenses, or you can buy 3, or you can buy 4. And then if you get 2 licenses, for example, and you've got an Android and an iPhone, you can put 1 on each.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent. That's good, especially for families and or people working in the same place or something.
Yeah, and cross-platform, of course, which is the most important thing, you know, because obviously if you buy it for iPhone and all your family's got iPhones, then there's no point buying an enterprise version. But if you got, you know, like me in the house with Android and Angie with iPhone and somebody with Windows 10, you could buy a 3 license and keep everyone happy.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
So are there any other products or services you'd like to tell us about, Steve, before we take contact details?
I
know you could go on forever, but...
I probably could, but I think that's a fair sort of whistle stop of everything that we do in a nutshell. Please obviously visit my website, and I'll give you that in a second. And... give us a ring if you've got any questions. Advice is always free. We never charge for advice. And we've got a new speaker as well, by the way, coming. There's so many new products I can think of. The speaker is the E5, which is made by a company called GGMM. And it's a Bluetooth speaker, and it supports the Amazon Echo as well. I can't say the wake word because she'll wake up because she's in my room at the moment. But it supports Amazon Echo. So you can actually hold a button, or you can press a button on the speaker and speak to it like you can with an Amazon Echo or an Echo Dot, and it will play. So it's a portable internet radio, really. So you can take the speaker out of the garden with you and all that, which you can't do with an Amazon Echo because they're mains powered, you know. And it's got a 15-hour battery life on it. And you can use that for Bluetooth or wired, or you can use it for wireless as well, Wi-Fi, and you can stream from Spotify and things like that. And of course, Joe, just to keep you happy, it supports AirPlay as well. So you can do it on your iPhone as well. So it's a very smart speaker. It supports all the formats I can think of.
Yeah, it does sound like a good investment there, yeah.
It's a stereo speaker itself as well. But if you buy 2 of them, you can configure them to one to left channel and one to right channel and have them play in sync. So you can make wider stereo as well.
Right.
Very good.
And you multi-room them as well, so you can play different songs in different rooms. You can have up to 10 speakers connected to a network, and you can multi-room them.
Wow.
And all that for 140 quid is not bad, is it?
That's not bad at all, no.
That's very good.
Yeah.
So we hope, obviously, that people do take the opportunity to come along and see you at Site Village. Do you want to just give us a rundown of your contact details before we say goodbye?
Yeah, of course. And may I first say thank you for the opportunity of coming on.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
And you can contact me. The email address is steve@comproom, that's C-O-M-P-R-O-O-M.co.uk. The phone number is 01438 742 286, and the old website is www.comproom.co.uk. And on there, you've got searches. You can search, and there's drop downs. If you go to the products, you can sort them into most popular and date order and all kinds of weird things and wonderful things. So you can sort to date order, and you'll get all the newest products at the top and things like that.
Fabulous. Well, it's been a pleasure to talk to you, Steve, as always, and thanks for joining us.
And you too. Thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.